You're listening to Tree Note.
My father, who was born and raised in India, liked to tell my siblings and me how he brushed his teeth as a kid. He'd walk outside, snap off a twig of his backyard neem tree, and chew on it. The neem tree is a member of the mahogany family. It produces olive-like fruits whose oil has healing properties. It's one of those cultural cure-alls, like chicken soup or tiger balm. For millennia, that extract has been used in traditional Ayurvedic medicine in India for curing skin diseases, sores, and burns. And modern medicinal studies document its promise in controlling bacterial infections, diabetes, and malaria. Neem tree leaves are also a natural insecticide. When insects ingest the leaves, the chemicals profoundly affect the insects' feeding behaviors. But because these compounds aren't in the flowers, they don't affect bees and other pollinators. Neem trees have also been planted in Africa and South America, where they provide fuel and lumber, as well as medicines. Given how useful they are, I wondered why they aren't commercialized all over the world. Well, it's all about business. Because people have been using neem extracts for centuries, it's difficult for pharmaceutical firms to patent its products. And without the capacity to protect a product from competition, there's little incentive to pay for the costly regulatory approvals to process and distribute neem products. I'm sure my dad was right. Neem could cure all that ails us. But we won't encounter it on our pharmacy shelves. At least, not for now.
Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.